Man, feeling good. It's been 5 days and I have lost 3/4 of a pound.
Hey, nice.
You know, hey, it's a new year, Jacob. Johnny, it's Busted Pencils. Well, first of all, yeah, Busted Pencils, educated educators, talking education. First homeroom of the new year with, you know, well, of course, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Jacob, chairman of the board, and me, Dr. Tim Slucker. We are here and ready to go. And just thinking about this, you know, the first homeroom back from holiday break, thinking about that and going, boy, just makes me go back in time, thinking about that night before going back to school after being home, you know, maybe from December 23rd to January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, whatever it was, and being and going like, oh, I gotta go back. And then that next day showing up in homeroom and kind of being like, actually, I'm okay now that I'm back because I get to see so many people that I didn't hang out with during that time, you know, because I'm running to my Aunt Cindy's house and then going to the grandparents' house and all that time, you know, you're spending there, and it's good to see everybody. And so I would like to say the same to you guys back in homeroom. Man, it was a long time out there, you know, sled riding, Christmas caroling, going around, throwing snowballs, you know, at moving vehicles, things like, you know, whatever you used to do. Anyway, I am just excited because thinking about how many people are out there right now going, you know what, Slucker, shut up. Just be happy I'm here right now because, you know what? Christmas break could have lasted a lot longer. Holiday break could have lasted a lot longer. Just quick, though, reminiscing my worst back-to-school homeroom. I'll have to say that before the movie, I actually did the tongue on cold metal experiment during one Christmas break. And a portion of my tongue I left on my sled. I had one of those sleds, you know, the old fashioned kind you see now people hanging out for their decorations, you know, with the steel rails and the wood and you got to turn it. I remember one time I wasn't even trying to test fate. I just, for some reason, thought I need to stick my tongue out as I'm going down the hill on this sled. And my tongue happened to hit the top part of the steering column of my sled. And, it gets stuck. It really does get stuck. And, I went back to school that next day with, a bad tongue. Let's just put it that way. Bad tongue. So anyway, that's my remembering homeroom, but then being excited about homeroom. So put it out to you.
And Tim, Johnny, you don't have to feel bad because the producer Jacob here chiming in with his joke he thought of during the your previous comments. Tim, you don't have to feel bad because I also lost my family bank on Christmas before Jimmy Stewart did. So I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, and I've always looked for royalties on that one. Never got them. But what are you going to do?
Woo. Jacob. Johnny Lupinacci, welcome to Homeroom, man. 2026.
Hey, I love Homeroom. It's good. I'm lucky, Tim. I don't have to be, even though it's back to Monday and so many, you know, educators out there are in their classrooms pretty quickly after the new year break. My university doesn't start back up for another week or so. So it's still a transition period, but we're gearing up. Of course, the hockey team's practicing and we got big games coming up this weekend and Tri-City. So we're getting all pumped for that. So it's a little bit of an ease back in, to the grind, start off 2026, you know, warming the engines up, not necessarily going into, you know, full swing back into the classroom. But here at homeroom, Tim, it's pretty awesome. Glad to be back. I was trying to remember my worst Monday back after a New Year's. I think you can imagine after our most recent shows, my New Year's are pretty exhausting. So those homeroom, appearances, those Mondays after New Year's, I've got a long list of contenders for which one might have been the worst or the most of a slog. But Tim, it happened to be 1999. You made the joke in our New Year's shows about that. You know, you didn't party necessarily like it was 1999. I say I always partied like it's 1999. Actually, this was New Year's Eve, 1999. Remember Y2K? We were all ready for the world to pretty much stop, or something strange was going to happen when everything clicked to the 2000s. Nothing happened. But I will say, Tim, I was at an epic New Year's celebration in the great city of Chicago. Woo. Right? Remember, I'm a big Midwest guy. So Chicago, downtown Chicago, big New Year's parties. One I can remember included Busta Rhymes performing at. It was pretty epic. All these, it was a blur. But, dude, I will tell you that there was a big snowstorm. Okay, for people listening that are local to that area, you remember 1999 years, if there was a huge snowstorm. Well, I just thought, yeah, I'll figure out where my car is and what I need to do to move it eventually. Well, Tim, that car was more than buried, not only in snow, but in plowed snow on top of the snow. I mean, there was no getting to this car, and I didn't even think about it until close to that. It's time to get back to school. Back then I was in college. I said, well, better locate my car, start figuring out my way back to college, because work is starting back up, school is going to start back up. And Tim, there was no getting that car out. I think it was a couple of days of digging through ice and snow, and having some friends there help out with it. But that was my worst homeroom after New Year's, was the fact that I was already a little begrudged the return, the leaving Chicago. But lo and behold, it took me an extra couple days, because not only did I have to locate my car, I mean, you couldn't even see it. I had to locate it as general vicinity of where it was parked. Listeners, this is before you had GPS units that like reminded you exactly where you parked, linked it to your phone. I didn't have remote start. All those existed back then. So it wasn't like I could fire it up and listen for the car. This was just old key to car, old Escort wagon I had.
Okay. It wasn't a Nova.
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, cause lots of Novas in my days were lost in snowbanks.
Oh, Bayless Little. I missed the joke.
No, just pointing out the
champagne supernova.
you don't even remember the Chevy Nova.
No, I do. It's just tiny. It's little, so it got easily lost in snow.
Easily lost in snow. And
sometimes
it was always...
when you guys talk, it's like the immovable object hitting the unstoppable force.
Yeah, that's true. That's the dynamic. Well, nonetheless, Tim, I'm talking like I wasn't the only car lost in this. For, you know, the listeners, the lake effect snow, especially of that big blizzard that they had. I mean, things were buried. They were down. And then every city dweller knows that the plows come through and boom, you just get plowed right in, because now it's like that packed, pushed snow all the way up onto. So, I mean, it was pretty great. It was a good time. Then the good times worked hardly off by.
So this made you late for homeroom in 1999.
Bro, I missed it by like probably a solid couple of days. I spent my homeroom time digging out my car, which I probably should have started immediately. But again, party like it was 1999, because it was 1999. Yeah, so 3 days later,
Jacob, what about you? Any homeroom, you know, either what you're ready for in this new homeroom of 2026, or any memories of homeroom after the break?
Tim, all I can think about is I really don't blame Johnny for what he did. Because in that situation, you know, Y2K, the world's going to end. Why are you going to focus on protecting your car from snow? I mean, we're all going to be using chisels and stuff after Y2K. All the technology is going to break. It makes perfect sense. So, Johnny, you're good. For me, homeroom's back after holidays. I am grumpy, Tim. I'll be honest with you. Don't want to be back doing whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. You can say, hey, Jacob, Michael Jordan wants to hang out. You want to come in? Ah, but I want to sit on my couch. What are we doing? Come on. But I'm pretty quick to start talking to my good friends like you guys and warm up and be happy that I'm back into things. Because that's what it's all about here, Tim. It's about family and friends. And most importantly, it's about the listeners, Tim. That's what motivates me to come in on a Monday morning after a holiday. Because they need to hear us, Tim, and what we have to tell them.
Yeah, and today's homeroom, they got a lot out of it today, that's for sure. You know, actually, well, you know, we tried to make it easy on you, listener, for this first homeroom back. You know, put it in there, little reminiscing, little bit of storytelling, a little bit of Johnny not understanding what a Chevy Nova was and things like that. I'm thinking, you know, I'm surprised you didn't go with the Aldo Nova. You know, that great one-hit wonder from the early 80s. Life is just a fantasy. Johnny's like, I don't even remember that song, man. I think you're making it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Well, you know what, though?
Yeah, sometimes Johnny's not getting it, and sometimes Tim starts singing a song from 1983, and I think we're all lost.
Aldo Nova, Life is a Fantasy. You got to check it out, man. Good stuff. Well, you know what, though? Actually, who knows what kind of supernova. Let's hope in 2026, though, as we end this homeroom, there are no supernovas that we can witness. And here's the other thing about supernovas. A lot of the ones that have already happened, we don't even know about it yet because, you know, the speed of light and the distance that we occupy from all of those other potential supernovas, they may have happened already, and we just don't even know about it. How's that for a little bit of trick learning on this first homeroom of 2026? And now it's time for your moment of zen. While some people think that dissent is unpatriotic, I would argue that dissent is the highest form of patriotism.
Hey, thanks for listening to Bust a Pencil's homeroom today. And remember to grab great other podcasts filled with all kinds of Bust a Pencil's content on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And of course, you can always find us on the Civic Media website. Remember, later this week, grab class and session on Wednesday. And of course, you'll find producer Jacob's choice on Friday and then Pencil Busters. Buckle up, because you can always, always, always listen to the Busted Pencils broadcast Saturdays at 3 p.m. Central Times across all the Civic Media Network stations for 1 hour of your favorite blue collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.